Okay, the before I get to the Nesivis, I just want to touch on two small nakudas in the Gemara that we went through yesterday. The Gemara said and had harata from Shata Kamaisa Machel and Ishtarti Machel plus Lai Machel. The Gemara had Havamina, that a person is Michael the first year, Michael the second year, and the Gemara had Harata from that, because if so, the person would be able to keep the Paris. This Gemara is one of the Makairis for the Marshal Shita that we learned last week, that Mechila Balev is a good Mechila. That Mechila doesn't have to be Bipeh. Last week, when we learned the Tap Tosis on Chav Ches Amid Beis, the Tosis spoke about Chazaka Sheni Matani should work as Mechila. So I mentioned to you that the Marshal Shita is that Mechila Balev is a good Mechila. And that the Ktzais, who brings this in Simiyud Beis, disagrees and paskins that Dvarim Shebalev are nothing and Mechila Balev is not a Mechila. The problem is, how do you explain this Gemara? Here, at least in the Havamina, the Gemara held Mechila Balev is a good Mechila. So the Ktzais brings the Marit, who says that when we said Mechila Balev is not a Mechila, that's because it's Dvarim Shebalev. If you have something that's an umdin or demuchach, something that anybody looking knows is a mechila, like the example I mentioned then, a woman who's not teveya ksuba for 25 years, it's an assumed mechila. That's because anybody who looks at it knows she didn't collect in 25 years. She's not going to collect anymore. So to here, he says that you're going to have to learn. It's a little bit of a daichik, but you're going to have to learn into the Gemara that the Gemara held that shata kamaisa machal inish is pshat, that it's an umdina, that it's something that's nicker. It's not just that he's machal belev, but we have an umdina. If a person doesn't say anything when someone's in his field, that he's machal, and even 3 years he's machal, and only 3 years he's not machal. It's such an umdina, it's the varam yikarim, that he's machal. So that's what it says in the Ktzais. A little bit of a problem. I don't know exactly what it means. Think about it for a minute. Someone's in your field for a year. At the end of the year, we have an umdini yamaychel. At the end of the year, it's still only 1 year. You can take him to the entire the next year. Right? You can take him to the entire and make him give you back the peiris. There's no havamina that after 1 year, it's nikarim that you are maychel. And the same thing after the second year. It's also still, there's no umdina that you are maychel. Because until 3 years pass, we still know that a marikava comes. So Gemara is saying that if a marikava, what does that mean? After the Gemara Pashtus is saying that once 3 years pass, so we know it's not Atz Mechila, so it's a right, it's the other person's field. So what does that mean? After 1 year you are Michael. Basically, the Gemara held that even 1 year a person has to make a macha in 1 year. He's not making a mechila in 1 year, it's a mechila in the 1 year. Normally we're saying that when a certain amount of time passes, it's megala something. Here we're saying that after 1 year, it's already a mechila that's nicker to everybody.
Wasn't
it? A little strange, what?
Yeah, the guy took his things, he didn't say anything, he's mechila.
He's mechila, he didn't say anything, the person was here a whole year, and he's mechila. Because he didn't come, when should he have come? Sometime during the year, I guess when the year is up, it's the Dvar Mani Karim that is Michael. It's a little strange to call that the Dvar Mani Karim. Pasha, someone's in my field. So I know I have 3 years. I can come any time till the 3 years are up. It's a mechila after 1 year. I know that the Shalosh Shanim is a chazak. So I know I can come till 2 years and 11 and a half months. So there's a complaint. There's a umdina. What? No, what? What does Rashi say? And it's an umdina of mechila after 1 year. So Rashi says, okay. Okay, you're right. But I mean to say is that it's a chiddush. But okay. Well, that's the Gemara's kashya. Gemara's kashya, as we know, he does get his payers back. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kashya. So that's a good kashya. But just now, have a mina that it's that midloy micha in 1 year. You're right, Rashi said midloy micha 1 year. They have mina that's a mechila. Okay. I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just saying that it's a chiddush in the Gemara. And the second Nekuda I wanted to point out to you is the Taptaisis. Taptaisis is a kasha. How do you know that Rabbanan don't learn it out of Shara Muad? We forgot all about Shara Muad. Shara Muad and Rabbi Shmuel, and now Rabbanan 9. Maybe the Rabbanan also worked with Shara Muad for Shalosh Shanim. So look at the last few lines of Taisis, the last two lines. Aval, the Rabbanan. So he says that light, if you hold this Tali and Achila, then it makes sense. That's three Negichas, this is three Achilas. It's like Taisvis, Aval, the Rabbanan, the Tali Bishi is a man, Kama Yishav Yaakvid, Leishach, Lenigmir, Mishar Amuid. But the Rabbanan, hey, say it's Tali in time, not in Nisim. So then, it's not shaykh to say, learn it out of Shara Muad. The question is, why? Why not? What? Shara Nachan is three negichis, not three zmanim. So you have to learn out of it things that are three maisim and not three zmanim. Why should there be a difference? If I can learn three negichis to three achilis, Negich and Achila are not the same thing. If I can learn three Negichas to three Achilas, so why can't I learn three Negichas to 3 years? One is a Negich and one is time. One is a Negich and one is an Achila. Try to learn the idea. Remember, what are we learning from Negichas? That things happen once, it's a Mikra. Happens a second time, it's a Mikra. Happens a third time, it's not a Mikra. It's with a plan. It's with a reason. So why should Zman be different?
What's not? Day, month, week, year.
So the way I would understand Taisvis is because Zman is a very arbitrary thing. A Maisa, you could count 1, 2, 3. What's a year? A year, if you look at the sun, you can figure out when it's a year. But a year, it's not something that you could say 1 year passed, it's a mikra, 2 years, it's a mikra, 3 years, oh, not a mikra. Maybe 1 month is a mikra, 2 months a mikra, 3 months not a mikra. Maybe we should give a name to 8 months, that 8 months means something, and 8 months is something that's just zman without anything else. It appears that something that's just zman, you can't attribute to three of what? Something happens once, you say coincidence. Twice, coincidence. Three, you say it's a reason. But a year, it's just it's an arbitrary way of setting up time, so that mechayra not. Mechayra, that's what Taisis means. What? Yeah, but there's not one thing 25 times. You say when 25 years passes, that amount of time is an undera. It's fine. But to say that we learn from Shara Muad, you need one thing 3 times. The same thing here, one thing happens 3 times, it's not a coincidence. What do you mean happened 3 times? A year is not a happening of 3 times. A happening which happened 3 times. What? Well, we understood that to mean three achilas. We understood that to mean three achilas of a shana. The truth is, it's a problem like Rabbi Shmuel anyway. Because so Rabbi Shmuel, he's made this 3 years in things that are in Peiris Tardim. In a bias, it's 3 years. Or in a Beis HaMerech, it's 3 years. Or in any store, you have a store, it's 3 years. So Vaita, like Rabbi Shmuel, learns from Shara Mu'ud, what's a year? But that cash of the Maisa they ask on Rabbi Shmuel Taka, I think there are two years. What's a year, like Rabbi Shmuel? And things that Eisen Peres taught you. I'm assuming that's what Tosis means. Somebody has a better pshat in Tosis, it's fine, no problem. But I assume that that's Kavanas at Tosis. Okay, let's get back to the last Nakuda in the different Shittas and Cheskes Gimel Shanim that we've been discussing. We've been discussing basically the Ramban and the Rav. That's basically the two mahalchim in the Gemara, very distinct mahalchim. The Ramban, that it's a svara, should have made a macha, really should have made a macha right away, but until this svara of Afishtarcha is 3 years. And the Rosh, that it's a takana derabba, a takana schacha. Those are the two mahalchim with which we're going to go the whole mesechta, the whole parak at least, to try to understand how chazaka works. Now, the Nesivis throws in one. It's a very eye-opening way of looking at the sugya. The Nesivis has a different way of looking at the sugya. It's based klar on a Tosfos, but Nesivis claims that's the Ramban Shita as well. The Tosfos is a Taisus on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Taisus on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis says that by Cheskas Gimel Shanim, I have a field, I'm a Marikama. You're there 3 years eating Paris. After 3 years, we go to Bezdin. You bring Eidim, you ate Paris for 3 years. I tanya the Paris Haradaticha. See, of course, I hired you. I paid you, you're my worker, and you were there for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You have no chazaka. You want to know why I didn't make a macha? The parents are at the ticha. I hired you to do my field. Taisa says that can't be a good timer. Can't be that parents are at the ticha is a good timer. Why? What would you say? Why the parents are at the ticha is not a good timer? Must be it's no good. Because if it is good, what? If it is good, there's no such thing as chazaka, right? You could always tie no peres or adeticha, and there's no such thing as chazaka. So Taisa says, it must be you can't tie no peres or adeticha. If a person there 3 years, why? We'll get to Lama Hay, we'll think of it. We'll think of a star. But Taisa's lashon is the following. Taisa says, the Peres HaRaticha can be a good time. Because, Taisa should have said, because they will never have Chazakas. That's not Taisa's Lashon. Taisa's Lashon is, it's not a good Chazaka, because, if it is, then the person has to be Zar Bishtare forever. The person's going to have to watch a Shtar forever and ever. It's lo yitachin that a person should have to watch a shtar for always. We know shalom is darin ish b'shtarin. That's the language of Taisus. Okay, now it seems like the same thing as saying there's no chazakis. A person have to watch a shtar forever. However, again, Taisus saying what? That if leperes harad ticha works, they have to watch a shtar forever. Tzais is in Kuf Lamed Hey, I believe. The Sivis brings it. He has a kasha that 1 minute. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that you have Dine Chazaka and therefore people watch the Shtaris. It's just the opposite. Because people tend to watch the Shtaris for 3 years, Therefore, there's a chazaka of Gimel Shanim. It's not, the Tosis makes it sound like people watch the shtar based on Hilchas Chazaka. They look at halacha, whatever it says in halacha, that based on that, that's how long you watch your shtar. So he says it's not true. Watching a shtar is the siba, it's the reason. It's a natural thing that people watch stars for 3 years and then they lose it. It's an average. Nobody watches papers, pieces of paper forever. After 3 years, they lose it. Watching stars is a reason for Dinei Chazaka. It's not a result of Dinei Chazaka. It's the reason. So why is Tosis using such a lashon that if a person can say a person on the tikkun, he'll watch a star forever? The language is not correct. People watch stars for 3 years is a given. A Taisa should have said, if you say a Pesach Ad Ticha, then after 3 years, he won't have a star and you'll take it away. The lashon that he has to watch a star is wrong. What we're talking about is this. There are two points in the Gemara. The Gemara first says, that 3 years is the amount of time people are married. The Gemara is a Kasha Rebel Yashiv. Sorry, not Rebel Yashiv. From Devei Baral Yashiv. And the Gemara says, no, 3 years are a Bishtara. The way I learned and you learned, Rabbi Charata from the first Haaretz, just like he had a Rabbi tried three Torahs. First he tried Machil, Gemara said, no good. All right, the Yacharata from that. The first Teretz is a Yacharata. Second Teretz is Kafu. We're going to cash on that. Third Teretz, Rabbi tries again. Rabbi says, not Zohar B'shtare. Aha, Zohar B'shtare. That's correct. That's the way I learned the Gemara originally, that the Tzais learned the Gemara, that Zohar B'shtare is the reason for Chazaka. There's a Siba and a Mesaydev, a reason and a result. When you finish our Gemara, the reason for Gimel Shanim, the Siba is because people tend to be Zohar B'shtare 3 years. The what comes out of that, the Mesaydev of that is that after 3 years, there's Dinei Chazaka, Yehilchus Chazaka, after 3 years. That's the way Tzais understood, that's the way we understood till now. Usually when the Gemara says Ella Amarava, Ella is usually is Paislos HaRishayim, it usually means Rabbi Charata from before. And that's pretty much the way the Ramban appears to be learning and the way the Rosh appears to be learning, and that's the way we spoke until today. Basically what the Mesivas does, just to make it, the Gemara has the Teretz of Kavli, then the Gemara has the Teretz of Zohar B'shtare. Right? These are two reasons for the Cheshbon of 3 years. The question is, where does the number three come from? So first the Gemara said that first is Ma'afid for 3 years, and the Gemara says Zohar B'shtare. According to the Rosh, according to the Ramban, the way this type of explained it, this is the Siva, this is where the number three comes from. And because a person is Zohar B'shtare 3 years, the result is that you get 3 years to be makdim. You get 3 years to make a mitzvah. This is the Siva, this is the Mesaydev. But then the Siva, I'll explain the Siva in a minute, but the Siva says, he learns the Gemara in a totally different way. And he says that it goes the opposite. The number three, as we'll see in a minute, starts from here, it goes to here. And I'll explain how we learned it. It's totally not the way we learned the last 2 days. But this is the way he learns. And I'll tell you exactly how we learned the Gemara. He has a Hanafa, which, you see, this is right. It's Tosis. It's not him. He has a Hanafa. How long do people watch stars? And how long people watch stars? Well, maybe if you're buying a transistor radio, you don't watch it. But if you buy a field or a house, you watch your shtar as long as the lawyer tells you you have to have it, or the Besdin tells you you have to have it. It's not a joke. He bought a house. You buy a house, you're very careful. You watch your shtar for the period of time that the law, the halacha says you have to keep it this amount. That's how long you're going to keep it. There's no natural thing that people naturally lose shtaris. People naturally lose a lot of things. But the shtar on a house, average people don't lose, and I don't even know if multimillionaires lose a shtar on a house that it's a major purchase and a karka. Nesivus starts with that hanocha, that what we've been saying till today is wrong. It's not true that people lose shtaris after 3 years. People keep shtaris as long as they have to. The problem is, how are you going to learn the Gemara? So listen to how he learns the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shaloi Shanim Kapit Inish. That was lost by Gemara. One Shana, Shatakamaisa Loi Kapit Inish, Tati Loi Kapit, plus a Kapit. Gemara says that the average person is Makbid. By 3 years, the average person would have said something, would have made a Machal. Frak the Gemara, so Elameyata, Devei Barala, Yashiv. The kapti afilam and the chalaf amitzra, lao to have a chazaka. The kasha, and for the gemara, the way the Mesivus touches the gemara, that even if I sell some, the reason of kapit stays. Why 3 years? Because most people are makbid by 3 years. I bal yashiv. The answer is that I, who bought a field from Baal Yashiv, I'm going to watch my shtar for 3 years. Because since most people are makbid, get up to 3 years to be make a machad, to be makbid, I'm going to hold my shtar. Because I'm afraid that the Baal Yashiv is going to come after 2 years. I'll say it's theirs. I'll say, what do you mean? You're makbid, I'm on the Dasha Mitzvah. And they'll deny it. How can I prove it? To Beis Din. I'm going to have to prove to Beis Din that they're bigger kapdonim than what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Think about it for a minute. I mean, by now, Devei Baruch Yashiv, everyone knows they're kapdonim because it's Gemara and Bava Vasra Chavtes. But you think about it, you have a neighbor on your block, you're buying a house from someone, and you estimate that he's a kapdon. Are you going to hold your shtar for 3 years? Or you're going to think, you know, I can lose it after a year, because if he comes to Beis Din, I'll tell Beis Din he's a kapdon. The Gemara is answering that even by when you buy something from Baal Yashiv, you're Zar Inish Mishtare. People don't rely on that. Since it's Kavua V'Kaima, we have a cloud that the average person is 3 years, and we have a cloud Stam Cheskes Habatim Cheskes Karkois is 3 years. I'm always going to watch my shtar for 3 years. I'm never going to let my shtar go within 3 years. Even though I feel he's a captain, but I want to get stuck, he'll take me to Beis Din. He'll pull out Shulchan Aruch, says Gimel Shanim, and I'm going to have to prove to Beis Din that he's a captain. How do you prove to Beis Din that he's a captain? Not easy. So the Gemara is answering Zohar Bishtore, is just answering Baruch Yashiv. It's not answering the whole rule of Chazakis, the way we learned till now. It's answering the kasha for Baal Yashiv. The reason is the reason of Kapit, of Mechah. That's the real reason. Why 3 years? Because people are makbid, they say something within 3 years. Some people after 1 year, some people after 2 years. By 3 years, Rai Vinci already would have said something. And that's Kaveh HaChazaka. If you'll ask me, by Dvei Baal Yashiv, I'll answer you. That even by Dvei Baruch Yashiv, we expect a normal person to hold a shtar for 3 years. That's the Gemara's terrors. So it comes out, it's a backwards world now. The reason for 3 years is because people make a machah within 3 years. It's a kasha for Dvei Baruch Yashiv, so we have a terrors of this terrors of the Gemara. Ella. The Ella doesn't fit with this well. Usually Ella is Paisal Sarishayinus. So I guess you have to say Ella, he has to add a second reason to what he's saying. A second connection to what he's saying. The Elam Arava does not fit well with this. Now I want to tell you something. It's a little funny. The Nesivus is pshat. It seems to me the Velt was makabel. If you talk to people who weren't Feskes about in the past, not in the middle of the sugya, and you just tell them why they're 3 years, everybody will answer you right away that people should make a bacha in 3 years. That seems to be what everyone walks away from the sugya with. It's the lamaisa. Lamaisa, you have to make a bacha. The way the Nesivus is learning, that's the reason people watch Taurus. People watch Taurus because there's this 3 year rule. So that's why people watch Taurus. Just like in America, people have to keep their rayas to any tax return. You have to keep 7 years, I think is the law. I don't know if the accountants are supposed to know that or the lawyers. But what? 4 years? What? 7 years. I think it's 7 years. But so the laws, you have to keep it for 7 years. So people keep their rayas for 7 years after 7 years. You know, if you don't want anybody to see it, you destroy it. What? You don't have? A deed people keeps forever. A deed? What? The mitzvahs in the world proves the seed is right. A deed on a house people keep forever. And well, people keep things as long as they have to keep things. So the Nesivus in Svara is it's very glatt. Zicher, see, it's Tashita's Taisvis, because the truth is, the Ktsai says it, because the Ktsai says that Taisvis learns that Zari Nishbishtare is not a Siba. He uses that word. The Ktsai says a Beloshim Teima. Is Zari Bishtare, isn't it a Siba? The Taisvis holds that way is klar. Like in the Nesivus. The Taisis holds that the Iker Cheshbon is copied, and like we said, the Memela, a person is Zar B'Shtari after 3 years, and Memela, within 3 years, is a tide of Akri Shtarfa. It's all true. All the results are true, but it's Oiskebite in a different direction. Then the Nesivus time is that the Ramban holds this way also. Nesivus learns this into the Ramban, that this is the Ramban Shita. We explained the Ramban that a person should make a machar right away. There's a reisa, why don't you make a machar right away? But connected that is the Achvi Shtarcha of Zari Nishbishtari Shalishan. The Sivis learns in the Ramban that the Ramban is saying that even by someone like Devei Baral Yashiv, who should have made a machar right away, even by them, this whole cheshbon is true. So even if you have such a person who should have made a machar right away, that can I get that? Is Achli Shtarcha and Memel. But the Fiyah Emes, the Emes is the most dead. The number three comes from the fact, the Chazal Shat stuff, that by 3 years everyone would be machar. Everyone, the most normal people would be makbid. So this is the Nesivus' Mahalach. It's Svara. It's a glatta Svara. The truth is, I mean, we had a problem also that day. We also had a shtuk problem that we feel most people will make a machar in less than 3 years. The original Ramban, the way the Tzais learned it, also was attractive as a Smistavit Kapshat. Because with the Ramban, the way we learned it before the Nesivus, was saying, Taka, most people make a Machar right away. So I think we have a hard time understanding that people won't make a Machar within 3 years. That's 3 years. Three sounds a little strange. But the Nesivus goes with that. Nesivus goes that that's the Siba for this whole Sugya. So Memela, this is the Nesivus as Mahalach. What comes out beautiful with the Nesivus is, like Rav Ruvain says, is that all of the Ktsaisis Kashis on the Ramban are all answered in one Mahalach. The Ktsais is the number of Kashis on the Ramban. again, the Ketzais learned it the first way. That Zarinish Bishtare is the Siba for everything. So Ketzais asked, let's see, he asked from Evet Katan, if I have your Evet Katan in my house, Ma'altar have a Chazak. If I have your Evet Katan in my house, it's Chazak right away. Fracti Ketzais, what do you mean? Ach Bishtarcha, where's your star? You should have a star. So why is it a chazaka right away? There's a reis of ach vishtarcha, according to the Ramban. The whole Ramban's Torah is the start of ach vishtarcha, it's a chazaka. So the Tzai says on the Ramban, from Evet Katan. Evet Katan is a chazaka right away. Why is it a chazaka right away? Avadim asol b'chtaris. Or he asked from Dolly Leitzina de Peri. If they are Edim, that the owner of the field loaded up the payris onto the wagon of the person who says it's his, so he's not neman to say the person's a ganev. You can't say he's a ganev, if we have Edim, you loaded him up. So it's a chazaka immediately. So fractic tzais, why is it a chazaka immediately? What do you mean it's a chazaka immediately? There's still a taina of ach vishtarcha. Her fields are sold with shtaris. So taketz a reyesa, why did I load you up? But connected that, there's a reyesa, where's your star? And the Ketzais has other kashas from other gemaras still to come, where it's a chazaka in less than 3 years, and the Ketzais says, what do you mean, where's the star? The whole Ketzais' kasha, where's the star, is l'shitasai, that the Ketzais understands that it's a teva ha'anoshim. People watch shtaris for 3 years. It's a teva of people that they save shtaris for 3 years. So Mimela, the Ketzais asked, they have a cotton, where's your star? I'm out in the Peri, where's your star? You have some other Gemaras, where's the star? That's because the Ketzais understood the Gemara the way we had understood. That's human nature to save shtaris for up to 3 years. So, but according to the Nesivis, it's not true. People only watch shtaris till the time that their lawyer or their paisik tells them you have to hold it. Once there's a din by Evet Katan, la'alter have a chazaka, I don't have to say the shtar. Once there's a halacha that by an Evet Katan it's a chazaka right away, who saves the shtar? Why would anybody save the shtar? For what? La'alter have a chazaka. You see, once you have a chab that people save shtaris based on halacha, so any case you're going to have in the whole perek where the halacha is la'alter have a chazaka, if that's the din that by all people la'alter have a chazaka, when you're buying a cotton, see the peri or chafa by barishich ramaris, we're going to have a case later in the perek. Any case you're going to ask a kasha from, if the halacha is la'alter have a chazaka, you can't come to me and say where's your shtar. So according to the Nesivis, people taka don't take care of shtaris if they don't have to. But the reason I have it cut and allowed to have a chazak is because it's like metal for it. I can hold it physically in my hand.
Right, but the whole part of preserving shtaris is because I feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable right away.
Can I ask you a question? If you go into a store and you buy a radio and you walk out, you don't feel comfortable right away, the Marikama can't come and claim it?
If
a cotton is also a problem. That's only based on what you're saying. Who says that it needs a shtar? It's a derech to sell an eved with a shtar rai. That is the derech. But it doesn't need a shtar. What you're saying that it needs a shtar is all kabait on the ktsais, that it's the nature of people to save shtaris. It's since I've had them, I sold the shtaris, so therefore.
But he feels comfortable losing the shtar.
That's why there's no tain of achi shtarcha. The reason he has a chazaka is because the person didn't make a machat. Sivis learns, like the Rabbah said, Shalishan Kapinich. The reason for a chazaka is like the Nesiva's bottom line, the Siva is Kapit. That's the Siva, according to the Nesiva's. That's the Nesiva's Ashita. Why Chazaka? Because of Kapit. Why do you hacking me a China Kuchtar? The Gemara says, you can ask me from the Vebar Yoshev, that what about them? Why is that Chazaka right away? The Vebar Yoshev, you should know, in that case, there's a title of the other person after Shtarifa. Because people do save Shtaris until the Chazaka. But why is it a chazaka? Not because of Achvi Shtarcha. It's a chazaka because of here to make a macha, because of Kappen. By Evet Katan, when I buy an Evet Katan, I ask my Rav, how long do I have to hold the Shtar? He says, don't worry about the Shtar. The Gemara says, La'al Tav HaChazaka. It doesn't say 3 weeks. It says, La'al Tav HaChazaka. As soon as you're holding it, just like your old paper quarters, you can hold an Evet Katan in your hand. For the Kayach of Chazaka, it's metaltalik. So you can start up with Achvi Shtarcha. Truth is, the same thing with a car nowadays is also sold with a Shtar, that's okay, right? The car is also sold with a Shtar. The Ketzos is Kasha on an Evet Katan, is the same Kasha on a car. Why is Evet Katan? Any metaltalim that are sold, the Sivis is saying, metaltalim are sold, is La'al Tav HaChazaka, you don't have to keep your Shtar. Okay, this is the Nesivus' Mahalach, like I said. What comes out beautiful is that it answers all the kashas on the Ramban. Well, there's always more kashas, but many kashas on the Ramban. And this is the Mahalach of the Nesivus. And we'll see. As the year goes on, we'll see. So we're walking away from this. I hope you have Klar. We have the Rosh and the Ramban, the two Shitas. And then, in the background, Lumdis of how it evolved. How it evolves, we have here these two shittas. The top line is the Ketzais, and the second line is the Nesivus. Just which direction does the arrow go? Where does the number 3 come from? Where does 3 for Chazakas come from? It doesn't come from Shar HaMuad. It comes either from there or from there. Those are the two things of human nature. So if you want to understand which one's right, you have to try to shatz up human nature. Is it more human? Would you be willing to accept more human nature is to be quiet up to 3 years if someone's in your house? Or you're more willing to accept that human nature is to lose stars at the end of 3 years? So, whichever one you want, you feel more comfortable starting with, that's mustabit to you, like it says in the series. That's what I'm talking about. That's a good kasha, and is that in the Gemara? It's much of a problem. Gemara says he taught in the Paris Aradity, it would be good. So you're saying, why doesn't he watch his star? We'll have to get to the Gemara, we'll have to see. Which is good, I don't know. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. I hope it sounds familiar. Amalei Abaya, Ela Miyata Mechash Loi Befan Avlei Tava Mecha, Amalei Mechisa Bapaya Mizdarna Vishtare, Amalei Chavra Chavra Islay, Chavra the Chavra Chavra Islay. Sounds familiar because the Gemara said exactly the same thing on Chavches Amid Beis. And almost exactly the same thing on Chavches Amid Beis. So what's the Gemara repeating? The Gemara assumes we have such a short memory that we don't remember from Chavches Amid Beis. So, okay, sometimes it's the style of the Gemara to do it. I can't tell you differently. But Lamaisa, the Ritva, has a pshat. The Ritva learns that there are two different Gemaras. The previous Gemara asked that by a Machash, Shalai Bafanav, who says he's going to hear about it? Who says he's going to hear about the Machash? Machash, Shalai Bafanav, is because the person doesn't hear about a macha. So what was the Gemara's kasha? That elamayata machash lo leitavim machot. He's not going to hear about it. But shar muid, you have to make sure the owner hears about it. So here also, you should have to hear about it. And the Gemara chaver chaver isla, you'll hear about it. That's chavches amid beis. Chavches amid beis, the Gemara is just saying he'll hear about it, which is the way we learned it. Here is up to its phone. We know that Chavra Chavra Islay and he'll hear about it. Abai is asking, Mechah shaloi b'fanav lai tavi mechah. Does he have to be zar b'shtare? If he hears that the person made a mechah and didn't even come over to him? Does a person have to be zar b'shtare because he hears stories in the street? If you're going in the street and you hear someone's talking about you, the best thing is just ignore it. Is it credible that somebody can make such a mechah? I have to watch my shtar because of it. It's meduyik in the Lashon HaGemara. It's not true that this Lashon is exactly the same as the previous daf. Look at Rabbi's Lashon. Amalei Abai. Ela me'at the mechah shalav lo'y tabi mechah. Doesn't stop there. Do amalei, imachisa ba'apai, have a mizdar in the mishtarei. If you make a mechah in front of me, I have to watch my shtar. If you make a mechah, you don't even have the guts to come over to me. I have to watch my shtar. You should have to come over to me. The Gemara's kasha, the Ritva's pshat fits beautifully. The teretz you have to add. The teretz is taka the same lashon as before. Chavra chavra is play. But the Gemara is saying, when someone makes a mechah against you, not in front of you, he knows you're going to hear about it. It's just as good a mechah as in front of you. He knows chavra chavra is play. He knows you'll hear about it. And then it's a good mechah. So the Ritva learns that it's two different kashas, not the same kasha. It's two steps. Before the Gemara says, who says he's going to hear about it? Here the Gemara says, you're right, he's going to hear about it. But for that, you have to watch your shtar. For the Gemara, yes. Taisus elabayata. I'm going to go through the cheshbainis now, but Toysus elameyata zetzis ein dis gemara bi'ir achas. The gemara is talking when they're in one city, and he should have come in front of me and made a machar. You can't ask if he's out of town, he should have come in front of me. Bi'ir achas. The gemara before elameyata, machar shalai b'fon of the marsha says, is talking bi'ir acheres. And the person's in a different city. Cheshbin, look at the Masha if you want to see the Cheshbin. Machar Basha, it's not the Taisus, Elamiyata, Machar Shalai, Bifon, of Anchachas, and the Beis, Yir Acheres. And this is talking about Oysa Yir. Like the Masha, there's Mokim to say the similar Teretz to the Ritva, although the Masha doesn't say it, but to say they're two different Sugis. Before they asked, the Machar Shalai, Bifon of it in a different city, shouldn't be good. Now the Gemara is saying, okay, now I'm in a different city, can't come, it's good. But by Sayyir, Taisus could be, Taisus means, to say something similar to the Ritva, that they're two different kashas. The other kasha is a Mechosh Lo B'Fanav, he's in a different city. But this Gemara is only asking that he was in this city at least in this city he should make the Mechosh Lo B'Fanav. And the Gemara says, even in this city he could rely on Chavre Chavre Islam. Okay, let's see the next. Let me get the next. Look, Yom Rafona. No, it's a mitzva. Noida lacha means it's a chiddush in this teretz. Noida lacha shemachisi, which is taken out, doesn't fit with mitzva. Seems to be the same kasha again. That's a funny thing. We've had in Shas many times. The Gemara goes through a whole cheshbon, and then the Gemara goes the other man, the Yomer, goes through a whole cheshbon again. If not for the Ritva, I wouldn't have thought it's such a shtaka kasha. Kachi daka shal Gemara. Very often it goes through, it makes the cheshbon one more time. Amar Avon, Shalish Shalim Sha'amru, Hu Sha'achlan Ritzufais. It must be consecutive. My kamashmala and tenina, chas kasim shalishana miyem miyem. Now the tema miyem miyem lafukimuku tois. You can't have half years, cut off years. That's not normal. Nobody eats a cut off year. But I would think loyla mafilu b'fuzarais doesn't have to be mitzufais kamashmalan. That shalishanim have to be straight years. Why should Shalosh Shanim have to be three straight years? What's a svara? What's the svara? Why do you need three straight years for chazaka? Posh pshat. Now, why don't three straight years? Why can't I have a year in between? What? So the other person won't see. If you won't see, what's bad? So say you didn't see. So 1 year he didn't see. So he should have made a bachar. He has an excuse why he didn't make a bachar. As you say. That's what the Rashbam sounds like he's saying. I think that's what most of us would say, no? Why Ritzufa? Why can't I eat 1 year, off a year, on a year? Let's say, eat 1 year, take a vacation a year, and then eat 2 years. What's wrong with that? So that's the Rashbam. The person has an excuse. You know why I didn't make a bachar? I didn't make a bachar because I came by, you weren't there. That's what the Rashbam says. This Rashbam and this Pshat Gemara does not fit with the Pshat of the Rambam. Remember, what was the Ramban's Shita? The Ramban, Pashup Shat, you're supposed to make a machal altar right away. That's what Ramban said. Really, it's a reyesa, why didn't make a machal the first year? Just you have a taina to me, a machvishtarcha, so I need 3 years. But then, 1 year is enough to create the chsarin that you didn't make a machal. 1 year is enough to create the chesaron that you didn't make a machal. If the 1 year, the way you learn Pashup Shat in the Ramban, the problem is the first year you should have made a machal. So now, well, why do you need Ritzufas? Why can't I eat 1 year, off a year, and on 2 years? Why isn't that good? So I was off a year. What does it have to do with you? It's a little bit of a problem. Like the Ramban. Now, if you learn the Ramban, like the Stipler, then in the Maskana, you do get 3 years for a Macha. There's no problem. But if you learn the Ramban, Poshit, then you should make a Macha right away. It's a Reis immediately. So there's a problem with this Gemara of Rav Huna. I'm going to keep it for you. He says after 4 years is no good. Right? The Rashbam teaches the Gemara. That eat 1 year, off a year, eat 2 more years, 4 years altogether, no good. Just the 3 achilas without ritzufis. So why not? At the end of 4 years, I could certainly lose my shtar. So I guess, like the Rambam, we have to go with the other Mahalach. Then it's no good because you're eating like a ganav. You're not eating, the first year doesn't count because you're eating, like, if somebody eats like a ganav eats, that's not a chazakah. If you go to a field, you eat there 1 year, and the other year you don't eat there. So that you're not eating Kederach HaBailim. A chazaka is only a chazaka. You have to eat not Kederach Ganovim. A person eats Kederach Ganovim. It's no good. Our question is why it's no good, like the Rambam. But that we know, we're going to have that throughout, that a person who eats in the way Ganovim eats, so that's not a normal achilah. What would you say in a place where the derech is to skip years? You eat 1 year, you're off a year. You eat a year, you're off a year. You eat a year, you're off a year. That's the way all the farmers do it. They let the field stay empty a year. What happens if someone comes and he eats 3 straight years? He doesn't do like everybody else. He plants 3 consecutive years. To be a chazaka? Well, he eats 3 years. That would be a chazaka. Why not?
But I'll just say, I was in my opinion because it was only 1 year. He only had 1 achilah.
And he eats 6 consecutive years?
Yes, 6 consecutive years.
Then yes. Everyone agree with that? 6 consecutive years?
So don't say that you have to even feel the same thing.
What you mean is the way it's normal to use it.
If you can't find something else, you can't find the same thing.
If it's abnormal, it has to be the way that's normal. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kufmem Aleph, Sif Dalit, agrees with Machlekes Rishonim. Some say he made 3 3 years, so it's a good chazaka. Others, like the Torah, Tainas. Now, what do you mean? You're eating like a ganav. You're eating like a ganav. If you'd be an owner of the field, you wouldn't eat this way. You'd let it be empty for a year. Because that's not good for the field to eat it every year. If you're a ganav, so of course you're a ganav. It's not going to be your field eventually. So you tried to chop around whatever you could. If you go with this mahala, that the problem in the Gemara is you're eating like a ganav, so then you eat with tzufas, you're also eating like a ganav. If you hold the chsar as you should have made a machas, I suppose you should make a machas by eating a field 3 straight years, even if it's normal to leave it empty, pashtus, you should make a machas, yeah, 3 straight years. So if the chsar is you should have made a machas 3 straight years, why do you should have made a machas? The chsaron is, you ate like a ganiv. When you eat like a ganiv, that itself is a reason that nobody has to say anything. So then it makes sense that it's not a chazak. The Gra there on Kufmem Avdal, it says that this machlaikis is totally in the next couple of lines of the Gemara. And so, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow I'd like to try to go as far down as we can in the next piece of Gemara.